You're listening to SBS News.
Preliminary results from two interconnected experiments on two continents have scientists around the world both baffled and thrilled. Findings suggest something could be wrong with the way physicists think the universe works at the subatomic level. Scientists conducting trials in Europe and the United States say tiny particles are simply not doing what they are supposed to do during high-energy crashes on a magnetized track. Trials have highlighted flaws in the fundamental rulebook of physics. Boston University's Lee Roberts is conducting the Fermilab National Accelerator experiment.
And we put about 10,000 into the ring at one time, and they go round and round and round, and as they go around, they die through radioactive decay. And as they die, because of the weak interaction, there is a correlation between their spin and the direction of the highest energy decay electrons. The muons are spinning slightly faster around than if it were just a standard model. So they spin slightly too fast.
Muons were discovered 85 years ago and led to the creation of the field of particle physics and the so-called rulebook, which is called the standard model. It was developed about 50 years ago, and over the decades, experiments proved it was accurate about the particles and most of the forces that make the universe up. Until now, the United States Energy Department's Fermilab has announced the results of 8.2 billion muon races along a circular ring-like track outside Chicago, showing the muon's magnetic field isn't quite what the standard model says it should be. Last month, new results from Europe's Large Hadron Collider showed something strange happening at the subatomic level after high-speed crashes. For about a decade, physicists have been crashing protons against each other to see what happens. The aim is to examine a rare decay that occurs with crashing particles. This is called Beauty or Bottom Quarks. The standard model says these quark crashes are supposed to form equal numbers of electrons and muons, which is similar to flipping a coin 1,000 times and getting about equal numbers of heads and tails. Deputy leader of this European experiment, Professor Chris Parks, says that is not what happened.
Basic theory predicts that we should get the same number of the state going into electrons as the state going into muons. What is intriguing is that the result that we've got seems to suggest that maybe the electron case is occurring more frequently than the muon case.
Researchers assessed the data and found a 15% difference, with significantly more electrons than muons, which shows that this data does not match the standard model. Professor Mitesh Patel of Imperial College London says more work needs to be done to discount it being a statistical coincidence.
The difference we observe has a 1 in 1,000 probability still of being potentially like the existing laws of physics, but a statistical fluke. So that's the so-called 3 sigma threshold. It's about 1 in 1,000. The convention in the field is that one calls that evidence for some new phenomena, and that should be distinguished from a discovery of some new phenomena, where the gold standard for discovery is the so-called 5 sigma, which is about 3.5 million.
Matthew Kenzie, a particle physicist at the University of Warwick, explains the significance of these preliminary findings.
We're trying to understand the really basic building blocks of nature, the tiny subatomic particles that go on to make up the whole of the observable universe. It's a really significant scientific result if we find something here, because what we will have found is a new one of these little tiny fundamental building blocks. And, you know, that can go on to describe whole manners of physics that we haven't seen before, if that's really what it is.
Dr. Matthew McCulloch, a theoretical physicist who is not involved with the study, says this experiment could change the game of physics.
These results from Fermilab are very significant in my view. There has been a long-standing discrepancy between the predictions of the standard model, our current best working theory of particle physics and nature. This discrepancy has held everyone's attention for a long time, and these new Fermilab results today confirm the measurements that were previously performed, and so the anomaly remains. This could be the first crack appearing in the Standard Model. Potentially, this could be the door opening to a number of other cracks appearing in the Standard Model. It opens more questions. We have to wait and see. There are many more cross-checks to make, but I can tell you that I'm excited.
The preliminary results are not yet conclusive. In the world of physics, for something to be an official discovery, the random or coincidence factor has to drop to 1 in 3 million. The next step is for more experiments with updated equipment in Europe and a similar experiment in Japan to see if they get the same results. Further research will take place for at least the next 2 years, but these scientists are confident that they are onto something special, perhaps a discovery. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.